This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
People watch how we talk. There is nothing that reveals more about a person, in my opinion, than by the way we talk. It's interesting to me, the Apostle Paul, when he was giving advice to a young minister named Timothy, he gives him 5 areas of how Timothy was to be an example to believers. Do you know what number one was? Speech. I don't think it was a mistake or an accident that the Apostle Paul listed speech before he said an example in love, an example in behavior, for this reason. A person's talk can disqualify a lot of other things in their life. Have you ever met a person and you had the experience of hearing words come out of their mouth that you'd never heard before, and here's what you said: I didn't know he talked like that. Well, I was kind of surprised at her. I never heard those words come out of her mouth before. Speech reveals, according to Jesus, what's in our hearts, because speech simply is a revelation of what's in the wellspring of my life and your life. Words are important to the Lord. Anytime I hear somebody say words don't matter, they're just words, my response is somebody needs to tell the Lord that. Somebody needs to remind the Lord that they're only words. For this reason, Jesus said, by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be what? Condemned. Words are important to the Lord. People watch us how we talk. Let's bring up the second one: how we treat strangers. Now, this is a personal thing. How is it that you treat strangers? I've always been amazed, and everywhere I've lived, I've met people like this, who think that if I don't know you, or they don't know someone, they have the right to be rude to you. Have you ever met anyone like that? Well, I don't know him. I can talk rudely to him. I don't know her. I can talk rudely to her. And I've always wondered, where did we get the idea that if we don't know someone, we can be rude to them? I've never figured that out. A Christian is to be a man or a woman who does speak kindly to strangers. And I know we have to be careful, and we tell our children, be careful who you talk to. And I understand all of that. But in terms of general behavior as adults, I'm talking to adults in particular and older young people, how we treat strangers, get this, says a lot about who we are as believers. Do you realize that you may be the only scripture that some people come in contact with? The only Bible that some people come in contact with may be your life. That sounds a little dramatic, but I believe it's true. You may be the only Christ example in a man's life this week. You may be the only godly example to somebody, to a woman's life this week. And so how we treat strangers is not just a matter of etiquette, it's a matter of spirituality. There's a spiritual dimension to how we treat strangers, not just a social one. That's the point. People watch how we treat strangers, and people notice how you treat strangers. Let's bring up the third one. People notice how we treat family. There's something wrong when a man shows more courtesy to a waitress at a restaurant than he does to his own wife. And there's something wrong when a woman shows more courtesy and respect to a clerk at Macy's or Elder Bearman or whatever the store is than she does to her own husband. There's something wrong when a parent shows more respect to a stranger than she does her own child. And children show more deference and respect to a total stranger than they do their own parents. We people watch how we treat each other in our families.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.